Yeah,
do you want to borrow it?
Well, let's use the other. Yeah, I'll probably use it.
So, you know,
it's the memory
thing. No, yeah, don't worry.
It's fine if it happens. Yeah.
We won't drop to you on it either.
Blue light and just go on and then.
Maybe put a chair over there. Oh, I meant that there was
still
the sound.
Hello, hello.
Sorry, I wrote this one. And I wrote, oh, oh, well done. Making actions with objects through touch, but not with the hands. So this is something I do in my practice. I try and figure out ways of making magical actions.
Making
parts of my body.
Through touch, not hands.
Yeah.
1 second, I just did.
I'd like to be able to realise that I wrote this one. I got it confused.
Oh gosh. Somebody's always the green one. And then someone else up there wanting to do the same talk.
But oh, okay.
That's confusing. She's not here yet.
Well, I should say no wrote it because it's one of the things I kind of try and work out in my practice. How to make magical actions with materials and objects, but not using hands.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. So,
so you make your kind of sculpture without using your hands?
I do live art.
Okay.
So it's kind of live art with lots of objects, but I really want the object. It's going to be really cool on Dario Balducci.
Yeah.
They're my heroes.
Really? Cool, yeah.
So, really cool, who's the performer, and he's like the kind of outside eye, does these amazing...
Should we write this down?
Oh, yeah. Does amazing performances, like, so for instance, she had the... a long, long, long bit of cotton.
Yeah.
She just has a way of like being very long. She kind of goes into the background. She pulls out the lighter, lights the bottom of the cotton. So it's got a little flame going at the bottom. It's flickering away. And you'll just like look at this flickering light. And then after a while, you just think, that's not moved. And you realise that she's bringing down
the speed
of the burning.
Very nice.
No. And so what happens is you forget that there's a performer behind it,
yeah,
and just the objects and materials in their movement become animated of their own. And that's something I aim for in my practice. I don't achieve it as well as her, but then I have something slightly different as well that I add to it. Hers is very still and meditative, and mine could be kind of a little bit like humorous points in it.
Humorous, like,
yeah,
humorous.
It just happens, to be honest.
Okay.
But it's so a magical thing happens, hopefully. But then in some parts of the practice, a little kind of humorous point here, so maybe it's kind of just relief from the perspective there.
Sometimes humour makes you re-look at something a little bit, so it's like another look at the same time. Definitely, you break a spell with humour.
Yeah,
really.
You do. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like another.
It is like another look. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the way you're sort of describing the hand motion, nothing, that sounds like almost like they're really in tune with. Not so much an object, it's like a flame, but almost like a zen way of being, where you just totally have one and understand this thing, and now I know it so well, I can do it at the same speed of, if that makes sense, so, yeah.
It kind of comes from craft,
mm.
The fact that you really are, it's been ages to listen to.
Well, is it noisy? How does that come from
craft? Because she spent ages working out what is the best cotton, what speed.
Probably
the polyester
mix,
you know. It's like a really thick kind of natural fiber.
Actually, cotton does work, it's like wood, isn't it? So we've, yeah.
I tried it on some basic cotton and it didn't work. So, yeah.
You need to do it with some rope.
Yeah, yeah. Miniature rope, then
it'll spark.
I'm going to go back in the kitchen.
Anyway, so that's where I'm coming from. I kind of just want to figure out ways of working with materials that, yeah. I mean, she works with like stepping, there's like a row of paper bags along like the back wall of a room, and she can walk across them, and then the paper bag will move, follow her,
yeah.
And she completely knows how to get it, like a dog on a leash, to follow around. But she does use her hands a lot, but I'd like to figure out ways of not.
I think it comes down to the conception and the condition of the material you're trying to work with, because for example, there's this trick, really simple trick, is that there's a pen in the bottle and you have to figure out how to get to remove the pen without actually touching the bottle, right?
Say that again, the pen?
There's a pen inside a bottle.
Penny, yes.
There's a pen or any object inside a bottle,
oh,
and you have to figure out how to get it off without actually making contact, physical contact with the bottle. Right. So he's like, so I think what you're talking about is more of a meditation in a way. You know, that relationship between you and the unknown, or you and this thing that you're trying to sort of get in touch with. Right. So is okay, how do you do that? So the one way you can do that is by trying to figure out how you can integrate other things, but without actually touching this thing. So you're actually bringing the third party.
I'm thinking of getting another person to do it.
It's
impossible.
because you have to actually, it has to be done. You have to do that, because once you bring another person, then it becomes it's like a manipulation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? An interruption. So I think What's interesting about the object is that it's dependent on the object and its condition. It works with some things and some other things it doesn't work with. So it's like, how do you actually? It's like a sculptor works with clay. Why does he work with clay? Because it's something physical, something that you can fall in love with, you know. That desire that you have.
But what if you're not allowed to bring in a third party? If you're not allowed not to bring in a tool? Because I can get a serviette and pick up that bottle and shake it out.
No, but the other trick is you're not allowed to touch, because you're not allowed to shake or, you know, put it upside down.
You'd fill it with water and it might float.
Exactly, you didn't fill it with water, it will float. Exactly, see?
Oh, I already felt water, I'll just do one second.
You know, because you do that, why do you have to use water? That's another question. Why are all materials you have to use water?
Water's a tool.
Ah,
yeah, but
nice.
And also it's what water is as well, as a condition itself. It's liquid.
Yeah.
The fact that you're pouring liquid to this thing in order for it to...
Do you get that from that nature program?
Nature program?
Yeah, they actually tested animals on figuring it out. They had to get a nut from the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, that.
And they put a jug next to the bottle, and they found that animals could... Well, not, this is a general thing, but they found that certain animals could figure it out quicker than kids or adults.
Oh, right, brilliant.
She's probably watched that, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, and they just put it at a kind of local zoo.
I'm like an animal.
Because animals as well, they're quite intelligent because they can sense things, isn't it?
Yeah, the material.
Yeah.
Well, they were relating it back to their previous experiences of having to work things out.
Mm.
So they had like the same species of bird trying to figure this out. One had been through a terrible time in cold weather and had to really survive, and the other one had been closeted in some kind of like really comfortable time.
Yeah.
And the one that had been through, the one that was a survivor, figured it out in a third of the time.
Yeah.
That's quite the same species of bird.
Yeah. Just going back to the sort of title, making objects through touch, not hands.
Yeah.
When that came up for me, that was... Not conceptualising objects, but does an object have to exist in space? Does it have to, if I talk about a tree, a really beautiful tree that I saw and it was, you know, summertime and it was full in bloom, is that an object, or is that nothing? What is an object, I guess, is in terms of making, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. my personal interest is in objects that are manufactured.
I think what I'm trying to get at is that,
it's,
that
it's
idea
the dream object, because you're thinking of it as
it's
a
the
tree.
Stage before an object comes to life, before it's like a proto-object, it's forming its ideological basis of what it is.
Then it goes back to the whole idea of language.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also perception, what yeah, one defines what it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where the water is being the
exactly,
tool.
Yeah.
That opens it out into an infinity set of meanings. Mm-hmm. So
then you end up going into conceptual art and well, into glass of water.
Yeah, but it's a bit like, I don't know, I'm personally not interested in that of continuation of meanings that go again and again beyond or in distant away.
Man-made objects are a
sense
more self-contained, aren't they, like a natural thing?
Yeah.
Because if you manufacture something, it has it.
Yeah. But it's just this idea of you saying, you know, what you were picking up on this idea of perception and meaning and how, you know, how meaning is attributed to, I think.
Yeah.
I got that right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to grasp, isn't it, because it's especially trying to talk about it in language, because language is so its own connotations and meanings that I'm trying to grasp that stuff that's not there, it's in the ether.
Yeah, I suppose I'm not interested in that opening it of it out into
real
a common practice, common usage of the language.
Or do you think you have a choice?
Well, I'd say yes in terms of what I'm trying to steer then. Yeah, I'm trying to say I'm not interested in that discussion. So I'm having a choice by steering.
I know, but I mean in terms of the practical term, do you think you have a choice in the practical term? Is that what we're trying to do? Do you have a choice?
Not in the language, no.
So there's always that that third dimension that wrote in a way. That is like... Because what you're talking about is one thing. Is that there's the conceptual idea of it and the practical sense of it. So it's what you think the object is, and actually you trying to manipulate the object without actually touching it.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Touch
it
with
the hands. So it has two different things. One thing, it has two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Is are they related to each other?
Which bits are
most? Is it like language and the object?
Yeah.
Right, is you're trying to do something to the object but without actually touching the object.
Yeah.
Do you know? Is the fact that you does the two do they have something in common? That's what I want to know.
The relationship between the language and the action for me, language is just a secondary, you know, they are obviously interlinked in terms of meanings, but in terms of me using them as an artist, then the language is there to communicate for them, spur off ideas to then go back into the physical side. And I know they're all interrelated, but that's...
Can you tell me something about your previous work?
Sorry, go on.
Can you tell me something about your previous work?
What are your favourite objects?
Well, I'm actually into chewing gum at the moment.
Okay. That's quite...
Wow, that's...
Changeable.
Wow.
Sticky. Yeah. Intact.
I did for a bit, yeah, and that's like kind of like on the shelf because I'd like to get back into it. Yeah, I just find I've got to get over the fact that I'm used to blue tack.
Traditional.
Yeah, but I'm getting used to white. Yeah. Because
you don't see quite a lot of it, do you? You always see blue tack.
Yeah, but white tack is the new type of thing.
No, I can't get blue tack when I get to Staples.
They banned it from some universities.
Did
they? Yeah, because it's blue.
What, just because of colour?
It stays warm, apparently.
What's the difference? Does it stick, like, in terms of...
It's the same. It's
the same.
You know, sometimes you can see the blue through white paper if it's thin paper.
Right.
It's maybe to do...
I read in a paper 3 years ago that they actually invented a chewing gum that didn't stick. Because, you know, the council spend millions on...
Like Hubba Bubba.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that would just ruin my project.
Really?
Yeah. But Hubba Bubba, you're right. It's
yeah.
got a kind of greasiness to it.
Yeah. Do you like putty? I'm just trying to.
I have a previous history of putty, but as a child.
Right.
But
everyone has.
Right.
giving it out, we had a whole assembly about doing a new putty because the windows were falling off the school. So all the kids were making it with things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that what you did with it? What did you do with it?
And I put it in generally with my dad, who was crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Lady.
Until he took the wrong window out when we were working on it. I went to work with him one day, I was 12, and he started on the wrong window, taking it out.
Yeah.
So I had to go and pretend I was working on the window that he should be taking out while he was quickly putting the putty back in, the fresh putty. But the guy quit.
Yeah.
And he was
fine
about it. Mm. Anyway, sorry.
So
grass day, things like that.
You like grass?
Yeah,
okay.
Motorbike, something, lots of different options.
Yeah. But that's like...
I know. That was kind of a different exploration, it's not so valuable. Anyway,
but that's
enough like about me.
Yeah.
Come on, what about yourself? What objects are you into?
What objects? I don't have like a specific object. I think I'm more interested in the objects that tries to lie to me.
Deceptive. You're a magician.
Oh, that's quite nice. I'm not, unfortunately I'm a bad one. But I like, because for example, before I was speaking to a painter a couple days ago and we was having this conversation, then I said something which I don't know what I said, but I said that painting is a lie. That
is a lie.
Yeah, yes. Basically it's about all these rumors or just trying to actually. Just everything about painting is a lie in a way. You know, and you as a viewer, you're made to believe or you're trying to discover what it is. And it's different from sculpture because sculpture is a lot more. Sculpture might be a lie, but it is a different type of lie, if you know what I mean. So we were talking about, and that going back to what sort of objects I like objects that tries to basically lie, you know, just false representation in a way.
So
false representation that talks about one thing, but it has a possibility to talk about something else as well. So something that has multiple meanings.
Mm.
You know,
and are there certain meanings that are always hidden, that never get revealed, or do you like the idea that spending time with an object, then these other meanings come through, these multiple meanings?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Because the question is, do I actually spend enough time with those objects? That's the question.
It's a really good question, isn't it? Because getting into your studio and how much time you spend looking at this. Question.
Look for a goofy object as well. That does an object for the truth or an honesty about it, but almost the opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah. But what is truth in an object? That's the question. That's a really good question, you know, because when you're dealing with objects, there's a sculptor who moved to illustration. So what he does is he had a show in Cape Coast once, and what he did is he had this documentary, photographs of objects and text next to it, and also sound. So you have these objects, they become characters of a play, you know, so they take the position of people or whatever you want to call it. So what he has then, he has someone talking in the background and you have all these different objects trying to do something. And I was thinking, you know, what is the truth about those? You know, what is it? Is that, you know, is what does it mean?
Mm.
You know, is it because someone is talking behind these? You know, is that what is it? I never actually understood his work, but I did like the fact that these objects took their own stage.
Mm.
You know, they became. I don't know, they just took another position within themselves.
Yeah, this is a contemporary artist.
Yeah. I told you his name.
It's sounding a bit like the Greek there. This is not a pipe.
Going back to that as well, that's another really
language.
That's language.
Oh, ask why you came to this session? What's your interest in the question? No, I can't go.
I forgot the question.
I've gone.
Making objects through touch.
Okay,
hands.
Yeah.
What about hands, yeah.
I
mean, how does it relate to your practice?
The thing is, I'm trying to discover what my practice is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I feel that there's so much things out there that I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give birth to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
there's too much.
Too much enjoyment that I'm trying to be selfish and just digging from here, there, and there, and there.
It was healthy.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. What about yourself?
I think I didn't mean to come to this one. That's fine. I got very confused. I think I wrote down the colour of the post-it note instead of the word or something. Something happened.
We've all been
yeah, but it's still.
What was the one that you meant
I'm not absolutely sure. You know, I was in quite a fluster. Being an object.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Richard Lascelles.
Yeah.
Well, we won't feel upset if you want to leave.
No, it's kind of okay. Where we are now. So
do you work with objects and in touch?
Are you an artist?
Yeah, apparently I am.
Yeah.
I do work with objects. But I work with. On one hand, I work with things that I've actually made, and on the other hand, I try to incorporate the two. Like the found objects.
Found objects, yeah.
Yeah, so I work with things that I actually physically make, and things that I found.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you make?
Good question, what do I make? I don't know. I
mean, sculptures?
Yeah, I did quite a few things.
Mm.
I mean, my background is as a sculptor, but I sort of paint and do performance and stuff like that. So,
I might be making an object with my dead mum's gloves, because she's touched so many things with them. But I don't know, they're really hairy, weird things. But they're just gloves at the moment. I haven't decided. But that's very touch.
You're gonna go to Rosie Martin's, aren't you?
What's that? So,
working with objects.
After the dead or something.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't particularly.
Okay.
Because I've worked. I mean, I made my what's it called? My boy, with all my dad's shirts, which had like holes in them, and they would have just become rubbish as soon as he was dead. They were no longer usable shirts. They were no good even for second hand.
Mm.
But I ended up, you know, living in his bedroom and cutting them all up into pieces, and I made. I opened a drawer in the kitchen, and it was full of his mum's aprons. And there'd be no reason why they would be there. He would have taken them from her house when she died and put them in that drawer. And so I made her apron as if she was 50 foot tall. So it's with all his kind of shirts, would be roughly. Yeah, so that was kind of dead related one, but that's not what
she,
I always
she
do.
Works with, she used to work with Joe Spence, and she works with objects.
Did
to reinvent.
Yeah.
I'll show you if you want, but
reinvent. Say the name again.
Rosie Martin reinvent scenarios through photographs and objects of long lost incidences.
Mm-hmm.
And she did write something about cigarette and
yeah.
Fair enough.
That seems like really rich though. It's thinking about as well what you said, place with these objects through remixing. I quite like that word, remixing. It's less cruel than reappropriation, because that's like stripping something totally of meaning of what it was before. It's like taking on that and acknowledging it and reinterpreting it, or having to make it yourself.
It's okay. Yeah. There's a more complicated version of like the apron shirt thing. Is that like the time? Just quickly, a big tradition, I can't remember what group it was, but where they have the same threads and stuff from centuries ago, but each time the bugs fall apart or someone dies, they strip them down to the basic threads again and remake.
Really?
So there's kind of, it's not just the patterns that are passed on, but the actual fibres. That's interesting. It's more than that. It's probably beautiful work, like my shirt thing was maybe badly.
Can I see your guy's name?
Yeah. Where are we going? Okay, that's good.
You're very organised.
I've not seen the notes.
Did you say that again?
You've not seen the notes.
Okay, great.
Right,
now
I'm going to. Is it alright to have trivia?
Oh, I get such stage fright with these things.
It's quite tough, really, isn't it? It feels like sometimes you have to get warmed up, I think, and then sometimes you have to get warmed up before it's going.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy the buzz of being shaky, I've decided.
Possibly, but I've got kind of a hangover.
No, that's never going to work. No, you're always going to be.
I'm going to sit calm.
Yeah.
Right. Whew. Well, that's what we're doing now. Lovely to meet you all.
Yes, nice to meet you.
I made a mistake. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You bring your paper sites to the wall.
Is this yours, or is this part of the space?
And the recording, I'll just put that on a chair.
Very nice.
If you give them to on the internet,
that'd be lovely.